This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Kimberly K. Henderson, Appellant versus State of Missouri, Respondent, decided February 26, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, in Division Kimberly K. Henderson, Appellant, No. SD38380 versus. Filed February 26, 2025, State of Missouri. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Lawrence County. Honorable David A. Cole, Judge affirmed Kimberly Henderson, movant, appeals the judgment of the motion court denying her Rule 24.035, one motion for post-conviction relief. In 2 points on appeal, movant argues, 1. That the motion court clearly erred in denying movant's amended motion claim by concluding that the prosecutor had probable cause for all the charges and did not commit misconduct. And 2, the motion court clearly erred by concluding that plea counsel's failure to file a bond motion was justified by his determination it would be futile. Finding no merit in Movant's points, we affirm the motion court's judgment. 1, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2022. 2, factual background and procedural history. Trial court proceedings. Movant was arrested on August 20, 2020 for first-degree murder under Section 565.022. And 2 other crimes. The probable cause statement alleged that on August 16, 2020, 2 women, victim 1 and victim 2, were in a vehicle when Gary Hunter, approached and asked if he could get in. They agreed, and then he put a firearm to victim 2's head and told victim 1 to drive. At Hunter's direction, victim 1 drove to the residence of Christina Knapp, where he ordered them to exit the vehicle and directed them to start digging grave holes in Knapp's yard. Hunter told Knapp to retrieve Hunter's firearm from his vehicle, and after she did so, Andrew Cyprit, came over to where victim 1 and victim 2 were digging grave holes, took Hunter's weapon, sat down in a lawn chair, and watched. Movant, who is Cyprit's mother, arrived at Knapp's residence and picked up a set of keys from the bumper of Knapp's vehicle. When Movant asked, "Whose keys are these?" victim 1 answered that they were her keys, at which point Movant took the keys and put them in Hunter's shirt pocket, stating, "You are going to be needing these." Hunter then forced victim 1 and victim 2 into the trunk of Cyprit's vehicle. Sierra Dunham, arrived at Knapp's residence and told Hunter that she wanted the shoes that victim 2 was wearing. Hunter told her that victim 2 was going to need them where they were going, but gave Dunham the shoes after victim 2 got in the trunk. Hunter drove victim 1's vehicle to a place with an abandoned well, and Cyprit Dunham and Frank Sheridan, followed in Cyprit's vehicle. Hunter told victim 1 and victim 2 to get into the well. After they did so, Hunter shot victim 2, killing her instantly. Hunter kept firing into the two. All statutory citations are to RSMO 2016, including, as applicable, statutory changes, effective January 1st, 2017. 3 well. Victim 1 hid under victim 2's body, playing dead until Hunter stopped firing and left. Victim 2 then exited the well and contacted law enforcement. A grand jury issued several indictments arising from this incident. Movant was indicted as an accomplice for first-degree murder under Section 565.020, first-degree robbery under Section 570.023, and 6 other felonies. A warrant was issued with the bond amount being set as no bond. Movant appeared without counsel for a bond hearing. The trial court found that no condition or combination of conditions of release will reasonably assure the safety of any other person and the community, or assure movant, will appear in court as required. Movant was ordered to be held without bond pending trial due to the nature and circumstances of the offense, the character and mental condition of movant, the strong weight of the evidence against movant, and that movant will be subject to a lengthy period of incarceration if convicted. On February 15, 2022, Movant pleaded guilty to first-degree robbery pursuant to a plea agreement with the state, where the state agreed to dismiss the remaining counts and recommend 25 years imprisonment. At the plea hearing, the prosecutor announced the factual basis for the guilty plea. The state's evidence would be coming mostly from victim 2, also from multiple detectives and law enforcement that are listed, also from Sheridan, who is a co-defendant who was there and has made a deal to testify. The evidence would be that Movant lives next door to Knapp's residence. Movant, along with 8 other people, all joined in the kidnapping that occurred of victim 1 and victim 2. Victim 1 and Victim 2 were beaten, harassed, and beaten there, and given shovels to dig their own graves, at which time they were digging their own graves, it was determined that they were Nain,